Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to what is the fourth Korea Symposium that we have sponsored. I think the first one was 1998, when we were certainly traveling through uncharted waters. Not many places were doing that kind of thing, and we didn't know how much interest there would be. There were about 250 individuals came to that first session, and now over 500 are registered, and I know other people are coming in for today's session. The first, and maybe in some ways the most important thing I need to do, is to thank a very special person without whom there would be no Korea Symposium. And that's a lady who is already frowning at me for introducing like this. It's Kim Petrie. As you know, Kim runs the Office of Outcomes Research and Career Development, and it's an approach we started, and she was the first director of that office about 4 or 5 years ago, and we didn't really know exactly how we were going to do it or what the office would do, and in essence, Kim has created what has become a very successful enterprise, and it's entirely due to her initiative, her creativity. And I really do appreciate the support she has given us. So, at this session, we have tried to do something which is a little bit different from before. Remember, the IGP itself, from which a lot of the graduates who are here and who are attending started from, IGP started in 1992. And out of the 26 speakers who will be talking on various different career outcomes, we have 13 who are, in fact, alumni of our graduate programs here. I also would add that we have a lot of postdocs present, and the NPA, the National Postdoc Association, is also holding a regional meeting in conjunction with this symposium, and that will be tomorrow. And finally, in addition to the Vanderbilt grad students and postdocs, we have students and postdocs from Meharry, it's about 3 miles to the north of here, from UAB in Alabama, from St. Jude's, from Emory, Case Western Reserve, and the University of Tennessee Health Sciences Center in Memphis. So I extend a great welcome to those individuals. This is the first time that we have invited people other than those from Vanderbilt and Meharry. So I hope you find this especially valuable. At a time like this, it is important to acknowledge our sponsors because we would not have the resources to put this on ourselves. The Vanderbilt Medical Alumni Association, through the leadership of Ann Price, has totally revamped the concept of alumni in a medical school. Through the eons, alumni from medical schools had the initials M and D after their names. And it's really entirely due to Ann Price that now all of the graduate students and the postdocs from Vanderbilt are officially members of the Alumni Association. And I think this is a terrific improvement on the environment. And I don't know whether Anne is here yet, but what she has done has actually worked not just to do this by name, but to bring students and postdocs into the whole process of the association. We've also had support from Meharry Medical College and also from the Vanderbilt Training Grant programs. And in fact, I really don't think there would be these career symposiums without the support. And this is sort of the intellectual drive that comes from the training grants. And the NIH, through the competition for training grant awards, has certain very, very high expectations of performance. And over the last 10 years, one of those expectations is that you don't just train people with a PhD or provide postdoctoral training, but that you also look after issues such as diversity in recruiting, responsible conduct in research, and increasingly pay substantial attention to the development of career opportunities and information about different careers. And I think the main point of this whole meeting for the next day and a half is going to be the wide variety of opportunities that are available. I don't want to spend too long talking about myself, certainly, but it is interesting how things have changed over the years. I come from a family where nobody had ever been to college. In fact, my parents and my grandparents left school when they were about 12 years old. So I didn't really have any advice on careers to come from family. And eventually I did get a PhD, but nobody talked about careers, and my advisor would have laughed at me if I'd wanted a discussion about career opportunities. But I did know that some people at Oxford in England, where I was, had written to get postdocs in the United States. And so I wrote to a number of people in California, not because I was interested in the research they did, not because I thought it might allow me to develop an exciting career, but some really good climbing in California. And that was the main drive, and that's how I ended up at Caltech, I'm sorry to say. And I worked in the lab of James Bonner, and we were interested in chromatin biology long before very much was known about the role that chromatin structure played in regulation of gene activity. And I remember one day James came into the lab where I was working and said, "Have you thought about getting a job?" And so my answer was honest. I said, "No, I hadn't thought about it. I don't know how to do it." And so he just handed me a couple of letters that he had received from chairs of biochemistry at a couple of Midwestern universities. And so I responded for James and told these people what a great individual I was. And that was it. I then went and gave a talk and sort of dribbled into an academic position, really without making an awful lot of effort. But I realized that was then, and this is now, and academic jobs are really hard to get. But there is a wide range of other career opportunities out there, and that, of course, is what this session is going to be all about. But when I was looking, I mean, I can't tell you how utterly clueless I was about the wide range of opportunities that existed even then. So just a few more acknowledgments here. You see a list of the various groups which have supported this. I've already alluded to the NPA and to the Alumni Association. We see there'll be support for tomorrow's activity from the Tennessee Biotech Association. I particularly want to thank the Symposium Planning Committee and through them, the Vanderbilt Postdoc Association, because the postdoc leaders have made up a significant fraction of the Symposium Planning Committee, along with some graduate students, and they are listed here. And this committee more or less outlined what we wanted to do, where we wanted to go. And then going back to the previous slide, you'll notice it also alludes to Vanderbilt faculty. And so once this group had come up with the areas that they wanted to focus on, they then sort of put out a call to the faculty for suggestions, advice, plus this notion that we really wanted to use our own alumni whenever possible. And so this was how we went from planning areas and strategy into choosing individuals to bring here. So Kim asked me just to quickly run through the agenda, and I will do this very quickly. So most of today involves these parallel acting career presentations that are going to go on until almost 5 o'clock tonight. And that will be, those activities will be focused on the Student Life Center here. And then tomorrow it gets a little bit more complicated. You are all invited to the networking breakfast and also a book signing, where our principal speaker this morning will be signing a book that he has recently written. And in fact, I believe we have 200 free copies of this book, which have been purchased by the Alumni Association. There will be a keynote address on networking after the breakfast. There'll be professional skills sessions, and by this time you'll notice we're moving from student life over to Light Hall. And for our visitors, if you go towards the buildings to the southeast, I guess, of here, where there's a lot of glass, then Light Hall is found close by. There is a luncheon, which is going to be hosted by the National Postdoc Association, and postdocs, of course, are invited, but grad students who are in the process of looking for postdocs or wondering where to look for postdocs also encouraged to meet and come along. And then the local session for the NPA will involve small group discussions about postdoctoral training. That will be in a series of rooms over in Light Hall. And this, again, has really been sponsored and supported by leadership within our own postdoctoral association. So now it's my great pleasure to introduce Dr. Eric Hazeltine. Dr. Hazeltine is a neurobiologist by training. He is, interestingly, an alumni of Vanderbilt, having done a postdoctoral period here with Dr. Vivian Casagrande in the Department of Cell Biology and Development. Although I wonder, was it anatomy at that time? It was Department of Anatomy at that time. And I'm very excited to have Dr. Hazeltine here because he is a very dynamic individual. And when you Google his names and look at talks that he's given before, it's clear that he excited audiences with dynamism, with his enthusiasm. He is going to grab you around the throat. And I can assure you, nobody will be sleeping while he is presenting. The interesting thing, though, about a keynote speaker, such as Dr. Hazeltine, is he hasn't been boring like I have. He hasn't just gone into one job. I mean, I've really been an academic in one way or another all my life. And Dr. Hazeltine has had a large number of jobs. And I'm going to mention one or two, to be honest, because they're really interesting. So he was an executive vice president working for Walt Disney's Imagineering Group. And you will be intrigued to see how he exploits his neuroscience training to everything that he does, and that, in fact, he brought into that position as well. He was also a director of engineering for Hughes Aircraft. He was also director of research at the National Security Agency. Now, for those of you who don't know what the NSA is, they're the people who are looking at all the dirty emails you send. And if you mention wrong words that sort of strike a chord with security people, such as terror, then they may come looking for you. So then he was moved from there to become Associate Director for Science and Technology for the Director of National Intelligence. Essentially, he was the Chief Intelligence Officer for the entire U.S. intelligence community. He has written a new book. It's called Long Fuse, Big Bang, in which Dr. Hazeltine discusses long-term success while improving as opposed to sacrificing near-term performance. I think we will find this very entertaining. I think we'll find it instructive. And I want you to bear in mind Dr. Hazeltine is a scientist, trained as a scientist, as a bioscientist, and that clearly has informed all of the things that he has done. And so it's a great pleasure to welcome now Dr. Hazeltine to talk about applying neuroscience to the real world.